In Florida, after delays for weather and also a technical glitch, NASA officials have now scrubbed today's launch of a new space capsule. As NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports, NASA has a lot riding on this rocket launch.
It was all going so well. The sky had cleared, the winds had died down. The new capsule called Orion was sitting on top of its rocket with just over 3 minutes to launch when all of a sudden...
CBC pre-press. Hold, hold, hold. Fuel one. Fuel and drain not closed.
A couple of stuck valves on the rocket forced mission control to abort the launch. It was an anticlimactic end to what NASA had hoped would be a big day. It has spent years and billions of dollars building Orion. And Bill Gerstenmaier, the head of human spaceflight at NASA, says the only way to make sure the new capsule works is to launch it into space.
You know, we spend a lot of time in labs and simulators making sure all these things are ready to go, but you really never know how the vehicle's going to perform until you really take it to flight.
This was the first test. NASA won't put astronauts on board until the 2020s. And compared to that timeline, today's setback is brief. The space agency plans to try and launch again tomorrow morning. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.